Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada Ki Jaya. While so traversing the earth, he simply performed duties to please the Supreme Lord Hari. His occupation was pure and independent. He was constantly sanctified by taking his bath in holy places. Although he was in the dress of a mendicant and had no hair dressing nor a bed on which to lie. Thus, he was always unseen by his various relatives. And purport. The first and foremost duty of a pilgrim is to satisfy the Supreme Lord Hari. While traveling as a pilgrim, one should not be worried about pleasing society. There is no need to depend on social formalities or occupation or dress. One should remain always absorbed in the function of pleasing the Lord. Thus sanctified by thought and action, one is able to realize the Supreme Lord by the process of a pilgrim's journey. Om Gyanate Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Namam Vishnupada Ya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Shimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamiti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshtarine Mukam karoti vachalam pangum langayate girim yat kripatamaham bandi shi gurun ninataranam. It's wonderful to be here today with all of you. I feel very happy to be able to serve the Vaishnavas by trying to say a few words regarding these beautiful topics described here in the Srimad Bhagavatam. I pray for the blessings of all of you, and especially senior devotees like Vishwambara Prabhu. So, this verse continues describing the activities of Vidura. So, who is Vidura? I'm sure we have heard many times since we've been discussing these topics, but it's good to mention it anyway, because it's always good to see things in a context, in a right context. So here we hear description of Vidura's pilgrimage. So Vidura is a very, very special personality. So he, although he was conceived in the womb of a Shudrani, his father was none other than Vyasadev. So, socially speaking, Vidura was of a lower birth, in the sense that his mother was a lowborn, but nevertheless, he's a very great personality. He was born as the brother of two great kings, Dhritarashtra and Pandu, was conceived by a very great personality, Srila Vyasadev. And from a very young childhood, he received very good education. Actually, he received the same education as his brothers. Also, he was part of the greatest dynasty, the Kaurava dynasty, who were the emperors of the world. And he had the association of great personalities from his childhood, like Bhishma Dev and the gurus of the Kauravas. Another point about Vidura is he was none other than incarnated Yamaraj. You probably all know the story how Yamaraj got cursed, and he had to take birth as a Shudra. Yamaraj is the presiding deity of the abode of Yamalaya, and he is in charge of judging the activities of people after they leave this mortal world. So he is like the high court judge of the universe. It's a very special position. And he's a very great personality. I mean, Yamaraj he has the capacity of Paramatma to know everything about everyone. So he's really great personality. So by circumstances, he was cursed to take birth as a Shudra for 100 years. And that's why he was born in that way. But even though he was born as a Shudra, he was born in a very, very high family, and he was a very great personality. And the word Vidura in Sanskrit means wise, intelligent, very skilled. So in Indian culture, the names are given at the birth of the child, and usually they're given by Brahmanas who are very well versed in astrology, and they can foresee the activities, the personality of the person, even before they begin their life. So the Vidura was given that name because whoever was his name-giving guru, he knew that he is going to be very wise, very intelligent. And indeed, Vidura was so intelligent, so wise, that he became the minister and advisor of the emperor, Dhritarashtra, his brother, his elder brother. So, in this verse, we hear about Vidura's pilgrimage. So, the word pilgrimage means when people go to holy places, and this is an activity which actually is done by people from different types of religion. You know, the Christians, they go to the Holy Land, the birthplace of Jesus, to Jerusalem. They also, the Muslims, the Islam religion, they go on pilgrimage to Mecca, the holy city of Mecca. So the same is also seen in the Hinduism, in the religion of Bharata, Sanatana Dharma. This was a custom that people traveled to holy places. I wanted to ask, how many of you have been to holy places? Can you raise your hands? Yes, quite a few. Actually, everyone should raise their hand because we are currently in the Bhaktivedanta Manor, which is a holy place by itself. So I congratulate you for coming to this holy place of Bhaktivedanta Manor. So what is a holy place? A holy place is a place where, usually, where the Lord performs his pastimes. So in India, in Bharatavarsha, by the way, someone told me just recently, a friend of mine, that because I don't follow the news, that there's the idea to change the name of India back to its original name, Bharata. Has anyone heard of that? Yeah. The Prime Minister of India, Mr. Modi, he's trying to do that. And that's actually wonderful, because the name India was given, I'm not sure historically how it happened, but it's something to do with the British. So they want to get back to their old name. And Bharat means, actually, the name of India comes from the great king who ruled the land of present-day India, Bharat Maharaj. Is a very, very great personality. Also, his activities, life and activities, are described in the Srimad Bhagavatam. So Srimad Bhagavatam is such a literature that it describes the activities of the Supreme Lord, his different incarnations, appearances, and also the activities of his devotees. Bhagavatam is meant, Bhagavatam has two meanings, generally. One is the book Bhagavata. Also, Bhagavata means the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So the Supreme Personality of Godhead in Kali Yuga, in present age, appeared in the form of Bhagavatam, or the book Bhagavata. And also, the Bhagavata is a word which signifies the devotees of the Lord. They're also known as Bhagavatas. So this book gives the accounts of many different Vaishnava devotees of the Lord, and they're all very great personalities. So the life of the Vaishnavas and their activities are described in the Bhagavatam so that we can get an example. We can take example of how we should lead our lives and follow in their footsteps. So here Vidura... here it is described how Vidura went on a pilgrimage, and he's setting the right consciousness, the right mood, the activities and consciousness during pilgrimage. So there's several important words. First, the Sanskrit gamparyatan, that means traversing the earth, and then media vivikta vivriti. So, vritti means occupation. In the translation, Prabhupada's word for word, Prabhupada says independent occupation for living. So, vivikta means also that someone is separated. He is not attached. And also it means someone who is his occupation or vritti is that he is completely detached from his general activities. So when one goes to a pilgrimage, he has to wear a dress, a simple dress of a mendicant, and forget about all his activities of his normal life. So when we go on a pilgrimage, basically we have to immerse our consciousness in these holy dhams that we go in, the places of pilgrimage, think about Krishna and forget about all our activities. Also, it is mentioned here, Sada Pluto. Sada Pluto, Sada means always, and Apluta. Apluta in general means to take bath. So in the holy place, when one goes to the holy place, the acharyas describe in their commentaries that Sada Pluto can be taken in three different ways. Apluto means to drown. So it means that one is drowning his consciousness. First of all, he is absorbed. His consciousness is drowned in thoughts of the Supreme Lord, in the significance of the holy place. Also, he is drowning. One is drowning in the association of the Vaishnavas, of the sadhus, who reside in the holy place, the devotees. And thirdly, one is also literally emerging himself or plunging into the holy rivers, which are at the holy places of pilgrimage. Usually, holy places are also related to holy rivers like the Yamuna, the Ganges. There's so many holy places. Usually every holy place has a place where you can take bath. So plunging oneself in the holy rivers is also a very purifying experience, going to places like Shyamakund or Radhakund in Vrindavan, Kusum Sarovara, taking bath. And also that Sada Apluto also signifies that one keeps very clean habits because regularly takes bath. And being always sanctified, not only physically by taking bath in the river, but by also by immersing one's consciousness in the association of Vaishnavas, immersing the consciousness in the topics of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I wanted to... there's few more terms, actually. So after that comes the word Adaha Shayana. So Adaha Shayana means literally to lie down on the ground, on the floor. And this signifies that when Vidura was going on a pilgrimage, he was renouncing, he was detached from sense gratification. And he was sleeping on the bare floor, on the bare ground. He was not caring about soft beds, nice, places where comfortable places. He was just lying wherever he would find a place. This is also described about the six Goswamis. when they were in Vrindavan, they would regularly visit different places, holy places, travel around Vrindavan. And it is said that every night they would sleep under a tree, and they would just lie down under the tree without caring about any comfort. So this is one of the important things when we go for a pilgrimage to holy places. We should give up sense gratification and live in a very renounced and simple way. So those of you who have been on a pilgrimage like parikrama or yatra, you know that usually it can be very exhausting. It's not very comfortable sometimes. And from all the different activities of the senses, of which normally we do bodily activities, Jai Shri Shri Radha Gokulananda, Shri Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman Gornitai Ki Jai. Which are the activities of the body? It's eating, sleeping, mating and defending. So sleeping is the one that we always do. We cannot give up. Like, for example, I mean, I can elaborate on that, but basically that's the basis of bodily activities. Another point is that actually this is the main point. The right consciousness in which one should go to holy places. Prabhupada repeats it twice in the purport. So he starts the purport by saying, the first and foremost duty of a pilgrim is to satisfy the Supreme Lord. So this is the last line of the verse. Vratani chere haritoshani. Vratani means vows. When going to a holy place, one has to take different vows. And also during special periods of the year, for example, we just had month of Purushottam, a while ago, and that was the month of Purushottam is a very, very, very auspicious period, and during this time devotees take different vows. They reduce their activities, bodily activities, activities that give us comfort on a physical level, and increase the activities which are related to our spiritual consciousness, to developing spiritual consciousness. For example, devotees would chant more rounds of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. They would hear more from the scriptures. They would go more regularly to the temple, take part in the kirtans and like that. And they would reduce their eating. Some devotees take a vow to eat only Khichdi during the whole month, or eat once a day, like that. So it is very auspicious to reduce these bodily activities. And so the vratas, or vows that one takes, chere means to follow. So the vratas that or the vows that one follows, they are done. Why are they done? What is the reason we do them? Haritoshani. Haritoshani means for the pleasure of Lord Hari, of the Supreme Lord. So whatever we do in general in our life should be done for the pleasure of the Supreme Lord. And this is how we can very easily know whether we are engaged in a proper way, we should always ask ourselves before we perform any activity, is this going to be pleasing for the Lord? Or how can I perform this activity so that it is most pleasing to the Lord? So Prabhupada repeats this point twice in the purport. So the first line is, the first and foremost duty of a pilgrim is to satisfy the Supreme Lord, Hari. So this is the meditation during a pilgrimage, for one who goes on a pilgrimage, how to satisfy the Supreme Lord. And then again, later in the purport, he says, one should remain always absorbed in the function of pleasing the Lord. And what is the most pleasing activity for the Lord? The Lord is very pleased when the devotees are discussing his pastimes. And also the Srimad Bhagavatam, in the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, there's this verse, Atapumbir Dvijashreshta Varnashrama Vibhagasha Svanushtitasya Dharmasya Samsidir Haritoshanam. And it is said, O best among the twice born, this is Sutta Goswami speaking. That's the very beginning of the Srimad Bhagavatam. It is therefore concluded that the highest perfection one can achieve by discharging the duties prescribed for one's own occupation according to caste divisions and orders of life is to please the personality of Godhead. So that's how we judge activities by the results. So we always know whether our pilgrimage or our visit to the holy places is successful if the Lord is pleased with us. And I wanted also, the word avaduta is very significant in this verse also. Also alakshita. Alakshita means that Vidura, when he was going on a pilgrimage, when he was performing his pilgrimage, he was not recognized by anyone, even by his own relatives. He was going basically incognito. It means to go incognito. Many devotees, when they go on pilgrimage, they go alone. They go by themselves. Currently, we perform different types of pilgrimage. Actually, this was especially practiced by our acharyas, previous acharyas, Bhaktivinod Thakur, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj. I was just reading today about, in a Prabhupada Lilamrita, about this famous pilgrimage that Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj performed. There's a nice description of all the arrangements, how there was a group of devotees would go before the massive pilgrims, would go to the holy place and make arrangements, set up a camp, and then the devotees would arrive. And in the center of the camp was the tent of Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj, and around were the tents of the others. And by the way, it is mentioned that the ladies and the men were living separately. So when going on a pilgrimage, even if the whole family goes, like husband and wife, they should be separated. So like that. That was the practice which was done by Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj. And on this first pilgrimage where Prabhupada went to see his spiritual master, he pleased very much Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj. Do you remember how he pleased him? Anyone remembers? Yes? Yes, yes, that's right. So, the gist of going, or the essence of going to a holy place, a pilgrimage, is to associate with pure devotees. There's a nice song by Bhaktivinoda Thakur from Kalyana Kalpataru. It's called Mana Tumi Tirte Sadarata. It's the Upadesha, or song 14. And there's a verse which I want to read to you from that song. Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes, "The ripened fruit and real benefit of any place of pilgrimage is the company of the pure-hearted devotees of the Lord, establishing intimate and friendly relations with such devotees. Let your mind be captivated by performing the charming worship of Lord Krishna in their association. Actually, any place in the entire world becomes a worshipable place of pilgrimage if devotees are living there. Thus, you should immediately seek out such a place where you happen to be, and you should become fixed up in Krishna consciousness by constantly remaining in the company of such devotees." So this is the real significance of going to holy place. And in the case of Vidura, we know that ultimately he was instructed by Maitreya Muni. And Maitreya Muni, actually before he met Maitreya, he met with whom? With Uddhava. And he wanted to hear about the pastimes of the Lord from Uddhava. He wanted to hear from Uddhava the instructions that he received from Krishna. Because, you know, when Krishna was about to leave these earthly pastimes, he met with Uddhava. And at that time, he instructed Uddhava, and there's a whole section in the Srimad Bhagavatam in the 11th canto, Uddhava Gita, where the Lord instructs Uddhava. And it's very simple, very similar to Bhagavad Gita, actually. And so when Vidura met on his pilgrimage Uddhava, he wanted to hear from Uddhava about the Lord's instruction to him. And Uddhava suggested that he hears them from Maitreya, who was also present at the time Lord Krishna instructed Uddhava. Maitreya Muni was present. And because Maitreya Muni was senior, he suggested that he goes and hear from him. And ultimately Vidura came and found Maitreya Muni, and they had this lengthy discussion, and it's the next third canto, and even later cantos are discussions of Maitreya Muni and Vidura. So like that. So this is the essence of going to a holy place. Srila Prabhupada pleased very much Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj, and he noted that he was very keen on hearing attentively. At the time of this pilgrimage, which I mentioned, of Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj, there was a huge group of devotees, and in one morning, an announcement was made that devotees will be going to, I think there was a temple of Sheshashayi, many devotees, they had the choice of either going to the holy place or staying for the katha, for the talk. And most devotees went to that pilgrimage to see the temple. But Prabhupada stayed and he listened to Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj. And he was very, very attentive. And Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj noted that. And later on he even made this remark that Abba is very, very keen on hearing, very attentive. So hearing from pure devotees, when we go to the Holy Nam, if we can hear from the pure devotees, then we can understand the significance of the holy places. I remember going several times on yatra. Yatra is a touring of holy places. Yatra also means festival. And that's where the word padayatra comes from also. It means going around the holy places on a foot. And our Parashuram Prabhu, who is now heading the Food for All, Food for Life, he used to do the padayatra. We heard recently. So going to holy places is very, very purifying experience. And the most important thing when we go to a holy place is to immerse our consciousness in the pastimes of the Lord. And how do we do that? By hearing about the pastimes of the Lord from his devotees. So when I went to a yatra several times, we were listening for many hours. Like in the morning, we were listening for about 2-3 hours, the pastimes of the Lord in this particular place of pilgrimage, and also in the evening. And during the day, we were also immersed in doing harinams and chanting the holy names and everything done in the association of the Vaishnavas. So it is a very purifying experience. And I forgot to mention another word is avaduta, mentioned here. So Vidura had the behavior of an avaduta, and that means that he was not really concerned about any social norms and any rules. He was just absorbed in the holy place. And also, avaduta also means that he was not concerned what people thought about him. People may talk about him in different ways and like that. This is the same was the behavior of Shukadev Goswami. Before he came to Naimisharanya and spoke the Srimad Bhagavatam to Maharaj Parikshit, he was traveling, and many people considered him a madman. He was traveling as an avadut, not caring about anything, just traveling and absorbing his consciousness in the Supreme Lord, not attached to anything. So people would spit on him, they would blaspheme him, but he was not caring about them. So like that, an avaduta doesn't care about anything, material norms. And simultaneously, although Vidura was behaving as an avaduta, and he had the dress of an avaduta, he would regularly follow these regimens. He would keep himself clean and he would keep his consciousness very clean. So that's very significant. So like that, this is the lesson we can take from this verse, that when we are at the temple of Krishna, when we are the holy places, we should always immerse our consciousness in hearing about the pastimes of the Lord, in the association of devotees, and take advantage of this opportunity to purify our consciousness. being in the holy place is very purifying experience. Okay, I'll stop here. There's a lot more can be said, but we have to stop. Do we have time for questions, or we should just finish sharply now? Anyone has any comment or question? Maybe one. Yes? Yes, very good question. Thank you. The essence of following the example of Vidura is to always absorb one's mind in the Lord's pastimes, and especially in the association of devotees. So as I mentioned and read from Bhaktivinoda Thakur's song, the essence of going for a pilgrimage is to associate with the pure Vaishnavas. Because many people go on holy places just because they want to become washed off their sins. They want to take bath and leave their sins in the holy rivers. Because it is known that the holy places, taking a bath in a holy place is very purifying, and it frees you from many sinful reactions. And people go to holy places to obtain liberation. But actually, going to a holy place should be done in the mood of Vidura, to absorb one's mind in the Lord's pastimes. And this is how we can please the Lord. So, okay, we in a modern day, we are not always able to go to a holy place. But we can always go to the temple. And if there is no temple close to us, we can always go and meet some other devotee and have their association. This is like going to a holy place. Meeting with a devotee and discussing Krishna's pastimes is also, in one sense, a pilgrimage. It's a holy... Because the devotees actually... in the Bhagavatam, the devotees are called... Tirtha Padam, which means that devotees themselves are tirthas, holy tirthas. They are places of pilgrimage. So if you have the association of devotees, you're definitely following in the footsteps of Vidura. And of course, that's important, is to have a proper attitude towards devotees, because oftentimes we in devotees association, we take it for granted, and sometimes we can even commit offenses and disrespect them, disregard them. So being in a holy place, being in a temple, one should always be conscious of that, that you are dealing with devotees, and devotees are very dear to the Lord, to Krishna, and we should be very respectful and have a service attitude towards them. I don't know if that answers your question. All right, we have to finish now. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki, Srimad Granthara, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jaya. Thank you very much.